Hello, and welcome to episode 6 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcasts.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Phyllis Michalaitis with our regular Thursday broadcast. With so many marketing messages and competitive vendors, you want to present your solution in a unique way that captures the interest of the prospect and persuades them to do business with you. A vision story can be just the thing that sets you apart, and it can be a fascinating gift to your prospect. If you start with a great opening, it creates the feeling you get when you open a gift. The prospect will be eager to see or hear what's inside. They want more. As you tell the story, it's like opening the gift and trying it on mentally. A good story allows them to envision or test drive a solution before they make a purchase. It's a no-risk decision to listen to your story. In your story, you invite them into a new world and allow them to see and feel what it would be like doing business with you and reaping the benefits of your product or service. You can make your story come alive and captivate your listener with descriptions that relate to their senses. Our sense of smell is one of the strongest memory arousers. So if you can include a description of a smell or a fragrance in a vivid terms, that's one way your story can create a stronger memory link in the mind of the prospect. Different senses can come into play with different types of businesses. For example, in some manufacturing processes, there's noxious smells. I remember selling xerographic engineering equipment and describing the noxious smell of the ammonia associated with blueprints. Customers would imagine it and they'd wrinkle up their nose and they'd say, "Oh, yuck." Then I would describe how my product would eliminate the smell and it would change their face with a wrinkled nose to one of a beautiful smile. In the case of a winery, you might want to include a description of the taste as well as the smell. Or you might describe the sounds in something, such as a machine was rattling like an old locomotive. The old furnace with that sound would keep you awake until all hours with its rattling. Now the new furnace is so quiet that the whole family sleeps like a baby. Think about a time a friend told you a story and described a delicious meal in terms of how it looked, smelled, and tasted. The restaurant was an upscale, real Western-style steakhouse. When the waiter brought the sirloin steak, it looked huge. It probably was more than 18 ounces, and it was dripping with juice that was dancing on the hot metal plate, covered in mushrooms and onions. I could smell that fresh hickory aroma from the grill. Details like those I mentioned arouse the senses, and the listener can actually have a visceral response, such as salivating, when they envision your dinner. And they'll remember that. Colorful descriptions of a place or characters can help you create a clearer vision for your prospect. In one of my stories on our website, I described the production manager at a customer location as a burly man in his late 40s with dark curly hair and a pot belly. He smoked cigars and he liked his beer and pinups. Now, doesn't that give you a vision of him? I'll bet if I mention the type of cigar, you might even be able to imagine the smell. So include as many of the senses as possible to create an engaging and memorable experience for your listener. A story with contrasting visions turns the attention of the listener from the current state to the future state, which is a gift. You say, why is it a gift? Well, because it's so much more than the words in a brochure or in a sell sheet or the standard PowerPoint presentation that they see every day and it bores them to tears. So it's a treat, a gift, to have something different and engaging. Because it isn't a list of features. Your story sparks their imagination. They'll relax and they'll enjoy your presentation. I've always called value stories Cinderella stories. And that's because I suggest not only telling what life would be like with your company and your product or service, but also validating and painting a true picture of what life is like now without it. In training, I'd have the sales rep provide the current view for the customer, just as one would have described the life of Cinderella and her relationship with the stepmother and stepsisters. The right expressions can generate the feeling of pain associated with the current state. Carefully crafted word choices can create mental images and elicit feelings. It can bring memories of sounds and, in some cases, smell or taste. I encourage them to ask implication questions to co-create with the prospect in the current situation part of the story. That will prepare them for the greatest impact when you tell the future vision part of the story. You say, what do you mean by implication questions? What should I be asking? Well, they're things that result because of something else. So you can ask things like, what complications are the barriers creating? And what impacts does that have on your customers and on other departments in the company? Is the lack of, and then you mention your feature or benefit, causing you to lose business? As a result, what can happen to your business? What do you long for? How long have you been putting up with things that you shouldn't be putting up with? And how do you feel about that? What impact is that having on your business and your employees? Is the problem in Tom's department affecting Alicia's department? If so, what's the impact of that? Is that further impacting the customers? Then I would have them ask the prospect to imagine a day with their product or service and doing business with their company. I'd say, describe your situation and your vision of what it would be like as completely as the movie or book described the transformation of Cinderella and the joy she experienced when she went to the ball.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
How do you put this together, you say? Well, once the uncomfortable current situation is set, that's when you can introduce the second part of the story and paint the picture of life with you, your company, and your product or service. Then they can fully envision the success created by the change, and it gives the value to the effort required to make that change. This is a very persuasive type of story, and it consistently moves the prospect to action. Why does it work? Well, there's several reasons why it works. First, stories are a top persuasion technique, not only in business, but in government and in personal life. We've been communicating with stories since the days of the caveman. Stories, particularly personal experience stories, make an emotional connection. When we begin to tell a story, the listener's brain relaxes and then their body relaxes. The brain says, I'm not being sold, so I can relax and enjoy this tale. The message then goes from the storyteller to the right side of the brain of the listener. This is where decisions are made. The Heath brothers discuss this in their book, Switch. Our natural tendency is to do what we emotionally want, and that's a right brain decision. Then we justify it with the logical left side of the brain. That scientific fact is why we have such a difficult time sticking to a diet. The left side of the brain says, logically, we should eat healthy things like a salad or a piece of fruit for dessert. But the emotional right side of the brain says, that chocolate cake or that juicy burger looks delicious, and we tend to give in. You're unique, and either your product, service, or the way your company delivers and supports it is unique. Therefore, you have an opportunity to take advantage of the differences and create a vision of success and a brand identity with your vision story. Your prospects want information that tells how you and your company relate to them and their goals. So give your prospect the gift of a free virtual trial with a great vision story. Use lots of descriptive words and create a clearer picture to make a stronger emotional connection. And don't forget, include the contrast. It will persuade your prospect to take action. Well, that wraps up my podcast for today. Join me next week when I'll discuss where different types of stories fit in your sales process and how they connect the dots for the prospect. Until then, I appreciate your feedback. So send your questions, comments, or give me a suggestion for a topic at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. You can also join our bi-monthly newsletter and get our free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success. The link is on our website next to the podcast and blog post. We're at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. Thanks so much for joining us today. Bye-bye till next time.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.